your fave girl D back on the scene. It's your favorite down home podcast, like you said. And I hope y'all are doing well. The year is going by so fast, man. It's like we have March, we blinked and it was August, we blinked again, it's almost December. People ask me what I'm getting for Christmas. I don't even know if the stores are going to be open. I personally don't even want to shop. I don't even feel like buying things this year. I just want to spend time with my people, valuable time with my loved ones, and just enjoy life and create some memories. That's how I'm feeling this holiday season. I don't know about anyone else, especially before we go on lockdown. Again, for my listeners that are not in Nova Scotia, you know, some of y'all, depending on where you live, are probably still in lockdown or have gone back into lockdown, maybe partway through the summer months. I'm not really sure. It's a little bit different all around the world right now. It's a crazy time. But here in Nova Scotia, you know, restrictions are getting a little bit more narrow, a little bit more slim. And so I think there's a potential lockdown in the future. But it is A-okay. And it's actually great that we're talking about this now because we're going to get into it a little bit more. We're going to talk about being on the move and taking time to slow down. This is something that's been reoccurring in my life and in those around me in various circles. And so it was on my heart to kind of bring some perspective to this. And so, you know what we do. You know, I always try to give out a new tune, give you a couple gems here and there. And so this week's song comes from Montel Fish. He's an artist I have recently stumbled upon over the past couple months. Loving his lo-fi vibes, so I hope you vibe with him. This track is called Moving Fast. We're going to get into this track and come back. I'm going to talk about slowing down from this fast pace.
I said I'm moving too fast. No, I've been moving too fast.
All right, y'all. So, you know, I create this podcast for whoever wants to listen, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that, you know, I'd really try to cater to my community, my Black community, my African Nova Scotian community. And so I'm mostly talking to y'all when I say this, but if it applies to you, please take these words as encouragement and just something for you to think about, as I think this is important for everyone. But as my community always has added pressures and all these other things that can kind of contribute to this, I want to speak to y'all directly. So I want to start out by asking you a question. Why won't you take the time to slow down? Like, for real, I've been asking myself this question for the past couple months. I've just been like, yo, D, like, doing all these things. You're here, they're everywhere. And although it's great and you get your bag, you know, you got to slow down. And I've been having a hard time. And so I'm asking myself this question and I'm asking y'all this question. Maybe we can help each other out. Because, you know, Black people, man, we are so busy. Like, we're always busy doing something. And I really think that with the surge of the Black Lives Matter movement, even with, like, NSARS and like, you know, Africa's bleeding, just, like, anything surrounding social justice within the Black community across the diaspora, I think has made Black people even busier. We want to stand up for our community, but we're being pulled to talk with every organization on behalf of the community. And just to remind everyone, we, like, just because we're all Black doesn't mean that we all share the same narrative. So we can't always be the spokesperson for our community. I can't speak for the Black community. I can give a perspective of the Black experience, yes, but there are elements of my life which have contributed to my experiences that someone who may have grown up elsewhere did not have. So they might have a different perspective than I did based on their experience. I can speak to some things, but it's always good to kind of, you know, get different people involved, because not everyone has the exact same experience. Just because we look the same doesn't mean we've all come from the exact same experiences or the exact same thoughts or feelings. Even if we do relate, sometimes we can come to the same conclusion in different ways. You know, there's always more than one way to get the same answer. So I had to be mindful of those things. But back to my point, that was a little tangent. Yeah, just being pulled in to be the spokesperson, super tiring. You know, we've become the spokespeople of anti-oppressive practice in everyday life. And even just in daily regular conversations, I know for me, especially working in a social work setting, I often find myself in conversations where I'm talking about anti-Black racism and anti-oppressive work. And it's just like, man, I just wanted to have a lunch break and not really feel like I'm working, because it feels like work sometimes, even though it's part of your own cultural safety as a person. You know, everyone that we work with wants to hear a perspective, and like, just being Black in itself, we have to always like do more to achieve just a fraction of the social status of non-POCs. And that's in education, that's in work, that's in all of these different areas of our lives. And that was before the movement. Like, we've been busy trying to do that, trying to catch up to y'all on the social ladder of life and whatnot. And so, you know, it's not too many times that we have a unique opportunity to take a minute and slow down and take care of ourselves and think and process things. It's always go, go, go. Always have to be looking like you're doing something so that you feel like you're doing something. But then you go home and you're tired and you're burnt out and you don't know what to do about it. And you don't have time to do anything about it. Now, thinking about this in the pandemic, you know, quarantine, despite the negative side of things, you know, like, people got sick, people passed away, and it was really unfortunate. But, like, if we look at just the new understanding of time, you know, despite all the bad news we got while in quarantine, I personally, like, kind of enjoyed my time, which I hope that doesn't sound insensitive, because it's not like, you know, I'm not like, ooh, yay, pandemic. But I mean, like, as a person who's always busy, like, really busy, and just someone who's been trying to learn to say no more often and give myself space and grace, I enjoyed having the time to take time. I don't even know when I would have had a time like this before where I took such good care of myself. I had better money management, obviously, created healthy routines. I was just like, I was feeling really great, and I was able to invest in myself the way I've always wanted to but never had the time to. And I was able to create a lifestyle that was centered around my well-being from a mental health perspective, physical perspective, social perspective, like, all these things. Like, I was just feeling great. And I think that overall, as a community and just across the world, we had the time to be, to just be, to just exist in time, in space. And I think that's so rare, because the world just keeps us so busy when we're on the internet, when we're on these apps, when we're at work, when we're just engaging in conversation, watching TV. Like, things always keep our mind busy. We're always feeling the need to keep our mind busy, which makes me think that sometimes we look for reasons to run away from ourselves, and which is why I think that this time in quarantine wasn't so great for some people, because they had to realize a lot of things and they had to come to conclusions with some things. And I was definitely one of those people. Like, I learned a lot about myself, but I really enjoy that process. I really enjoy seeing where I've been and trying to see, like, you know, okay, what do I need to change? And how can I be the best version of myself? And so I was really grateful for that time that we had. But, you know, as restrictions lifted, I was talking about this to one of my good friends the other day, that as restrictions lifted, we were back at it. You know, as soon as we figured out what we could do, what we were allowed to do, it was like, man, okay, yeah, let's go back at it. We're doing all the rallies, we're working, we're learning, going back to school and all those things. We were exercising all the benefits of being able to go out and do things, whether that was road trips and workshops and coffee dates and blah, 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 just whatever, right? And I found that once that all started happening, the routine I created easily got thrown out of the window. And I think that really showed me how much we value the pursuit of achieving, the pursuit of economic prosperity, the pursuit of work, because I find we live in a time where we really glorify, like, overworking and just doing a lot, and just not really giving ourselves the time to, like, back it up and really just do what's within our means versus, you know, what we think everyone else wants us to do, or to always seem like we're doing something. You know, it just always seems glorified. Like, people will say to me, oh, D, I see you doing your thing. Your logo's everywhere. Like, you got it. Like, you're killing it. And I'm like, thank you. But it's not a glorious time. I'm actually really exhausted. And I haven't been getting adequate sleep. And I'm feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, I've had, like, 3 emotional breakdowns in the past month. Like, whatever, right? Like, it's like, it looks good that, you know, vitamin D is being plastered everywhere, but vitamin D, like the human being, is having a hard time keeping up. And, you know, I think that I personally kind of fell back into that routine of being a yes woman because I was in a place economically where I didn't want to be subject to CERB. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, this is still something I love to do and I want to help get it done. But then it was just like all these other opportunities kept coming and I was like, yes, and this is great and this is great and this is great. And I was trying to create like this economic cushion for myself. And then I got to October and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. Like, the past like 8 weeks have been so intense in my life, and I've like slacked in like my personal relationships for sure. Like, I haven't really talked to many people because I've just had my head down, like in school, on a board, like I'm on a committee for the province of Nova Scotia, woo woo, like all these things, doing placement, blah, 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 the whole 9, doing events. Like I said, it looks great because it's like, oh, yeah, you're making moves, and that's dope. I'm like, yeah, that's great and all. But with making all these moves comes an exertion of energy. And when your energy is exerted and you don't have time to restore that energy, it's like, well, what's the point? You know, because at the end of the day, I'm going to run out of energy. I'm going to run out of steam. And then I can't continue to chase the bag. You know what I mean? And then you kind of get caught up in this conflict of, okay, well, I wanna do what I'm doing. I wanna chase the bag. If I put myself first, if I center my lifestyle, if I center my career or my work, whatever it is, around benefiting myself, then I have to share that time. You don't have one full day to dedicate to yourself and then another full day to dedicate to your work. You have to balance those things all the time. And so you have to space those things out, which means sometimes you have to say no. And so I feel like I'm kind of back in that space. But I just feel like we live in a culture that really glorifies that and like doing a lot, like just always doing or always seeming like you're doing things when we don't really think about how we can get run down. And so as we approach this second wave here in Nova Scotia, I want to ask you, as the second wave approaches, how do you plan to slow down during another lockdown? Will you actually take the time, or will you look for a side hustle in the meantime? Like, how do you plan on investing in being your best self during that time? I think that we deserve this time and we really need this time. And I'm sure you can tell by the sounds of it. Like, I personally cannot wait for people to just say, listen, we can't right now. We just really have to slow down and accept the state of the way things are. Like, I think it's totally fine. I know that, you know, it would affect the economy and things like that, but an economy, like, the economy was built and it can be built again. You know, people are so wrapped up in that, and it can make us lose sight of what is important, which is preserving, like, you know, the lives of people that are here, you know. Like, close down the schools and do all of that stuff. We're having big outbreaks, like, make tighter restrictions or something. I don't know, but, you know, people are starting to see, I think, now with this second wave coming that, okay, we really need to, like, not play around with this. And we need to just put a pause on it and think about people more so than our money and our status and chasing that bag, you know? So I think that in preparation of this second wave, we need to be thinking about how we want to utilize that time. You know, and instead of being on the move, make the moves needed to put your healing and well-being first and reprioritize before you're stuck with yourself again, and then having to use all that precious time to figure it out. You know, I always say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So how are you going to make sure that you stay ready for things to shut down, for things to lock back down? I know that nobody wants to think about it, and no one's really looking forward to it, especially with the holidays coming up. It's going to be super weird, but this is the reality. And I think that we, as people, we as Black people, need to think about what it is we're going to do and how we're going to keep on keeping on and actually, like, come out of this better than we went into it. I think that we spent the first wave really just, like, kind of complaining and just wanting things to be different, and there was this feeling of uncontentment. Is that even a word? I hope so. It is now. And, like, we just couldn't be settled. We couldn't learn and understand the space that we were in, and it was like we couldn't function without having the ability to leave where we are. We spent so much time not being at home. We spend so much time not being in our own company. And I think that some people are afraid to be back in that space. And it's okay if you are. But I guess if you figure out why you're afraid of being in that space, you'll be able to see what you can do when you go back into that space to make sure you overcome that fear of whatever it is you don't want to be alone with. And maybe it's just, like, it could be a mental health thing. Maybe it's an addiction thing. Maybe it's, you just don't know how to be in your own space. You're just always on the go. That's something I struggled with. Always having meetings and things like that. And now it's, all my meetings are on my laptop. And it's like, okay, Dina, shut off the laptop. You're not having a meeting today. All those things. So I guess as we go into this week, because, you know, every day is different. Every day there's, well, almost every day there's a new case, and we're trying to figure it out and go one day at a time. Think about those things. And I challenge you to write down 3 ways that you could best utilize your time during a lockdown. And that when a lockdown starts, commit to those 3 things. Make it a goal for yourself. I'm going to do 2. Make sure those are the 3 things that you do to make sure that you are best utilizing your time as we come back around to this whole thing again. We might as well, because there's not much else we can do during this time, but really try to invest in ourselves. Like, there was a time in the world where people didn't have all the resources and technology and all the businesses and all of these distractions that we have now, and they did fine. So sometimes we gotta go back to that primal state. But that's all I really got for you guys this week. I really hope that you do that and you prepare to invest in yourself as this time comes around. Please stay safe. Wear your mask. Spend time with your loved ones while you can within the COVID restrictions. Please, thank you very much in advance. I think we're going to be okay. If you're worried about it, don't be. Just be compliant to the rules, you know? And find creative ways to kind of spend that time and do what you got to do. Be blessed. Have a great week. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Peace out.